Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved, too. Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the daughter of the founder, the second-generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Their outstanding twice-monthly Bottom Line Personal is just the best. It's so much fun and informative and lots of great stuff that's just like a great piece of Americana. All the publications they have, their annuals, the Health Breakthrough 2017, the Bottom Line Yearbook 17-18. They got a book just for women. I'm not going to say any more about that. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
You are my best publicist.
I love your stuff.
You know what I call Bottom Line Personal? I call Bottom Line Personal 30 Minutes to Smart.
There you go. I like
it. It's 16 pages long, full of just what should I do next kind of information, and takes 30 minutes to read.
It's classic. Classic, the way people think, the way people want to gather information, and it's really good. So, folks, I encourage you to check it out. All right, there's a piece in there about your posture contributes to headaches and migraines. Talk to us about that.
Well, how we all now live our lives, especially your listeners, your business people, we live our lives hunched over our desks, our computers, our cell phones, right? If you imagine, look around when you walk the streets and you see everybody, we're like this letter C curved all over the place. And what's happening is that we have one of our experts, one of our bloggers actually, a guy named Mitch Yass, who's a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about a lot of pain in our bodies is actually out of balance muscles. Right? It's because we're now out of balance. So if you think about it, you spend your day hunched over a computer. All your muscles are getting, your front muscles are getting shortened. Your back muscles are getting stretched.
Mm-hmm.
You're using muscles in your arms, in your chest are being used more than the ones in your back. So his whole premise is that you need to exercise in balance. You need to exercise the muscles that aren't getting all the use in order to put yourself back in balance. Right. So first thing starts with posture. We should actually have our ears over our shoulders, over our hips.
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself now.
You know how you accomplish a lot of this, though? With a good chair.
You start with a chair. I'm sitting in a very good chair. You know that kind of classic Aeron chair? Right?
Yeah.
The one that was so trendy 10 years ago?
Yeah.
But I'm short.
But you know what? Can I throw something out here real quick? Rebecca Banick is a member of my brain trust, and she and her mother founded a company called Neutral Posture. Their chairs are expensive; they'll cost you $700 or $800. But I buy one from everybody in my office. It's amazing. It's astonishing how little fatigue you'll have at the end of the day in that chair. That helps.
No question. Yeah,
you got to have a good chair. Go ahead.
You do have to have a good chair, but you still have to sit properly, right? Because again, if you spend your whole time hunched over your computer,
I do find myself creeping forward a little bit.
Right. So it's easy. So I'm going to tell people to come to our website, to bottomlineinc.com, and if they just search on posture, they'll get Mitch's article about this, and they'll see pictures and the very specific exercises. But he talks about four different exercises to do to balance out your chest and your head.
Right?
So I'll just describe them in general. One is, I'll call it the lat pull down, which is where you're needing to build up the muscles in your upper back, right? So if you've ever done in the gym where you take the weights and then you pull them back, kind of back, like you're pulling your shoulders back, your shoulder
mm-hmm.
blades together. You want to strengthen the muscles that are back there. So he describes take an exercise band, put it over a door, and pull it down. You sit
mm-hmm.
properly in your chair, and then you pull it down on that. You also want to build up from the front, build the back muscles up from the base. So you want to take that same exercise band, put it under your feet, and you pull up on the outside. Again, this is all needing to strengthen your
over
back.
Over a lifetime,
muscles.
you're going to wind up not being able to walk straight.
No, well, it's worse. Your head
especially
is very heavy.
Especially ladies.
The amount of strain, I can't remember the pounds of pressure that when you tilt your head, like as you're texting, the pounds of pressure that's going on your brain stem.
Especially when you got a big head like me. I got a big head. But no, but ladies are more susceptible to osteoporosis.
Well, we are, but that's a little bit different.
I know, but still,
I'm
just talking about not, 30, 40 years from now when you can't walk straight, you can't stand up straight. This is all part of that. The trunk muscle.
It is. You need to be your ears over your shoulders, over your hips. I thought I just heard music coming up.
You did. I need your website quickly.
BottomLineInc.com. Search on posture, and you'll see Mitch's article, and it's got all four of these exercises. But you want to balance your back with your front.
And we're going to talk about something completely different after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.